ਹਾਜ਼ਰੀਨ, ਮਿਤੀ 2 ਜੁਲਾਈ ਨੂੰ ਫੈਡਰਲ ਚੋਣਾਂ ਹੋਣ ਜਾ ਰਹੀਆਂ ਹਨ ਅਤੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਸਿਡਨੀ ਦੀ ਗ੍ਰੀਨਵੇ ਤੋਂ ਸੀਟ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਮਹੱਤਵਪੂਰਨ ਮੰਨੀ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਇਸ ਸੀਟ ਦੇ ਅੰਡਰ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਵੀ ਸਬਰਬਸ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੰਡੀਅਨਸ ਦੀ, ਪੰਜਾਬੀਜ਼ ਦੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਮਾਤਰਾ ਹੈ। ਅਤੇ ਪਿਛਲੇ 2 ਟਰਮਸ ਤੋਂ ਲਗਾਤਾਰ ਇਸ ਸੀਟ ਤੋਂ ਮਿਸ਼ਲ ਰੋਲੈਂਡ ਜਿੱਤਦੇ ਆ ਰਹੇ ਹਨ ਅਤੇ ਅੱਜ ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਰੂਬਰੂ ਕਰਨ ਜਾ ਰਹੇ ਹਨ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਆਪਣੀਆਂ ਪੋਲਿਸੀਜ਼ ਨੂੰ, ਆਪਣੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਲਾਨਸ ਹੈਗੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਹਨ। ਮਿਸ ਰੋਲੈਂਡ, ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਰੇਡੀਓ।
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਐਮਪੀ।
ਮਿਸ ਰੋਲੈਂਡ, ਹਾਊ ਵੁੱਡ ਯੂ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਾਈਬ ਯੂਅਰ ਸੈਲਫ, ਯੂਅਰ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਐਂਡ ਯੂਅਰ ਕੋਨਸਟੀਚੂਐਂਸੀ ਇਨ ਸੇ ਲੈਸ ਦੈਨ 1 ਮਿੰਟ?
Well, in less than 1 minute, I describe myself as someone who has been a local, who's very invested in our region, someone who is very concerned about the future of our society, and someone who believes in equality of opportunity. And indeed, that's what the Labor Party stands for, equality of opportunity, irrespective of where you were born, irrespective of where your parents may have been born, and irrespective of where you live. So when it comes down to it, it is about giving everyone the same opportunities in life.
So what are your achievements, not your party's achievements, in the recent past?
Sure. Well, I've been very vocal, both in the parliament and in the local community, calling for Greenway to make sure we get our fair share of government funding. And that includes things like some local projects that we've been able to deliver recently. Some of your listeners may know the Super Seeks, and we, in conjunction with Blacktown Council, managed to get some federal funding for new cricket nets at Glenwood. We've also managed to get defibrillators put in at all sporting grounds in Blacktown. We've also managed to get upgrades to every school in our local area, building the GP Super Clinic that was opened only a couple of years ago in Blacktown. And something that I know your listeners will be very concerned about, making sure that Blacktown and generally our region here in Greenway gets the right broadband service that we deserve. Now, I managed to push very hard and advocate for getting a fibre to the premises solution, and that's being enjoyed by some residents in the southern end in Blacktown, in the northern end around Riverston and the Ponds. But unfortunately, MP, we still have many suburbs, including Glenwood, Stanhope Gardens and Kellyville Ridge, that don't have fibre to the premises and look like they're going to end up getting the government's second-rate broadband solution.
Especially for the young migrant community like Indians and Punjabis in your constituency, what about, you know, senior citizens, anything for the new migrants, anything specific regarding that?
Sure. Well, we actually just announced over the weekend that we would, if Labor were elected, we would extend the provisions in the visitor visa program so migrant communities and families can stay together for longer. So we would amend the current terms of the visitor visa to enable parents to stay in Australia for a continuous period of up to 3 years. Mm-hmm. Now, that's significant because the current period's only 12 months. And also, when that three-year period's completed, parents will only have to leave Australia for 4 weeks. Currently, it's 6 months under existing requirements. So we recognise the contribution that adult migrants who may be staying temporarily as well, the contribution they still make to our local community. Because when I listen to people in our local area, many of their parents come out because they want to assist with childcare. In the first couple of years after the birth of a new child, when someone gets sick or when someone's starting a new job. So really, they make a contribution, an economic contribution to our society. And that often enables both parents to go back to work if they choose. It enables more flexibility in childcare. So these sorts of things are really practical examples of ways in which policies, and again, this policy was really driven based on a lot of community feedback and how we took up those policies, and we think this will be a real bonus for locals.
And what challenges in the coming years do you see, and what are your plans for them?
Sure. Well, there's a huge challenge around the Great Social Contract, MP, and I think every migrant shares this. It's that you want your children to have a better life and more opportunities than you had yourself, wherever you came from. And the key to all that is getting the best education. So we need to make sure that we maintain and build on needs-based funding in our schools, and Labor's doing that under the Your Child, Our Future policy, fully funding all of the needs-based education for our schools. We also want to make sure that when schooling is finished, if young people want to go on to a university, for example, they're not faced paying $100,000 just to get a degree. And I think the other really important challenge, as I mentioned before, is to make sure that we get the broadband we deserve. Mm-hmm. Too often I have people from the subcontinent telling me, you know, I've been back to India or I've been to other countries in our region and the quality in Australia is simply third world. And I think that that's a sad indictment on the absolute lack of leadership that we've had in this area under this government. So that's a huge challenge to make sure that we get that.
Lastly, what is your explanation about the funding of approximately $750,000 that was announced for Australian Sikh Association but never reached there?
Well, we had this funded out of an existing pool of money that was already budgeted under Labor. So that money was actually there and it was allocated under us. So as soon as the election had been finished, I wrote to the responsible minister, who at that time was the Deputy Prime Minister, and asked him to make sure that this was fulfilled. And I got a reply back. So I wrote to him in about September. I got a reply back in January, basically saying that the government had reprioritised its funding and this wouldn't go ahead. So it's very distressing that we had the government taking away this grant. But unfortunately, it wasn't the only grant. We had approximately $11 million of funding for various community groups, including those, many of those in our local areas, mm-hmm. And that was all dishonoured by the government, and that was one of their first acts. And I can assure your listeners that as part of Labor's Building a Better Multicultural Australia series of policies, we actually will recommit $11 million to invest in capital works for community sector organisations, because it was simply one of the cruelest sets of cuts that the government put out, and again, put out very early, and this was even before the 2014 budget, which was the horror budget of its cuts. So, unfortunately, it was the Liberal government that decided that this wouldn't go ahead, and we want to reinstate that money if we're elected.
In the end, would you like to say something to our listeners?
Certainly. I would like to thank all of your listeners, particularly, of course, those who live in Greenway, for the privilege of being able to serve as the member for Greenway. And I look forward to another term, being able to serve your listeners, because I'm very proud that we have such a multicultural community here. And as I've said on many occasions, the biggest surname in the Blacktown local government area isn't Smith or Jones, it's Singh. So I'm very conscious of the need to represent all of my constituency. I regularly raise issues of Sikh culture, beliefs, and also the benefits that our local area enjoys thanks to them being in our local area. I regularly raise these in Parliament. I'm a very regular attendee at just about every event that I get invited to, because, quite frankly, I've made a lot of friends in our community and want to make sure that I continue to give the very best service that I can in what will be a very challenging couple of years ahead for our economy and our local area.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Rowland, and all the best.
My pleasure, MP.